Almost 10 years ago, an unused ticket to the Titanic's maiden voyage sold at an auction for about $56,000.
Whoa!
Dang.
Can you imagine me the person who didn't go on the trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, like spent all that money. I was like, yeah, I'm kind of busy.
Also, you were 56 yeah. grand. Service fees are getting out of control.
Yeah.
You were so bummed when you missed that boat the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
then,
think
like,
you're bummed.
2 days later, yeah. you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, see, I told you it's good. I slept in.
I mean, they probably didn't ask for a refund, yeah. right? No. Kind of tacky at that point.
Yeah. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Also, a menu from one of the ship's restaurants sold for $31,000.
See, that's what I would want to buy.
That, now, was it something that they recovered, or it was just a menu that didn't go out with the ship, like an extra one or something?
Oh, that's a good point.
Why are you asking me questions? I'm definitely not going to know the answer to. What do you think? I'm some sort of actual Titanic expert that I know where every artifact came from?
Listen, I have a Titanic-loving son. And I need to know these things.
Don't ask him those questions.
Do you know how many Titanic books I've read, Jeffrey? Upwards of 8.
Don't depress us with your sad life choices, bro.
He has a Titanic blanket that it feels really morbid to wrap him up in every night.
It's always cold. It's never a hot blanket.
But it's not a lie.
Since those things happened, here and there, different items from the Titanic have been brought forward and sold, including just the other day, a golden pocket watch came to the auction house that belonged to the wealthiest passenger aboard the Titanic, named John Jacob Astor IV.
Yes. I feel like I've heard that name.
Dude.
The name sounds rich.
John Jacob Astor
IV.
Well, they thought it might go for around $160,000.
Yeah, how much?
But a bidding war ensued, and the final price for the watch was $1.46 million.
Oh, what?
For a watch that you can't even FaceTime with.
Yeah.
And it doesn't tell you when you're in a car accident either, like our modern watches. It just told you the time.
But it has a step counter, right?
Yeah, no, none of that.
Whoa.
You had to wind it up yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
$1.4 million. So why am I telling
crazy.
You all of this?
Yeah.
It's important to keep old things around and in good condition. So, Brooke, keep doing your Pilates. And now, Digital Jane, take it away for the shock collar question of the day.
Okay.
Grab your protein shakes and raise the people's eyebrow to the skies, because today is the birthday of the highest grossing actor in Hollywood, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, man. Hey, my doppelganger.
What's going to be our cheat meal?
His cheat meals are epic.
But instead of going over his 20 favorite wrestling moves, instead we're going to see if you smell what the Hard Rock is cooking in concert.
What?
Because today, in honor... Follow along.
I'm trying.
It's very simple.
I'm sorry.
Like Hard Rock Cafe?
Today, in honor of The Rock, we're doing a special highest grossing hard rock bands of all time edition of... Plenty of 20. I got there.
Correlation is obvious.
That was a road trip, Jake.
I have a list of the top earning hard rock bands ever based on album sales. You just have to name them to stay in the game. So, as a hint, just think famous old geezer bands that are still kind of playing
today. I'm
friends
with one now.
Because album sales aren't really a thing anymore, but the Silver Save is in play. We're going to start with the woman who thought the only thing that beats The Rock is paper. That's Alexis.
Ooh.
Alexis, top 20 most selling hard rock groups of all time.
Okay, I don't know if they're counted as hard rock or not, but I was looking up concerts to go to this summer. I'm not going to this one, but I saw it at the venue I'm looking at.
Okay.
And I saw the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them with my mom.
You don't know if that classifies as rock?
There's
a whole magazine that's like,
also,
that's what they are.
Well, whatever. I should also know from the cute shirts. Okay, Jake.
The cute shirts.
You have the awesome logo.
The Rolling Stones did not make the list, but I have a good reason for it.
Uh-oh.
On this day back in the 60s, the Rolling Stones started as an R&B group.
No way!
So they technically did not make this list. I'm very sorry.
I'm such a big fan. I knew it was questionable.
We're over to Brooke now.
I really am going with some 80s hair rock bands right now.
Okay, yeah, that's hard rock.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you can't deny that, like, a Metallica is going to be a hard rock band. So show me Metallica.
Metallica is number 5 on my list. 163 million albums sold. Let's go over to Jose.
Okay, I have a predicament, Jake, because there's a bunch of bands I want to name first, but I'm now best friends with Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
Yeah, good call.
So I can't say anything else because he listens to our show now. Eddie, this one's for you. Give me Pearl Jam!
Pearl Jam is not on my list. I'm sorry, Jose.
It should be.
We made the wrong best friend.
Yeah. Apologies to friend of the show, Eddie Vedder. We're over to Jeffrey.
And this is hard for me because growing up, my parents said that the Beach Boys was hard rock.
No, they didn't.
Oh, God.
No.
We were very gentle, soft. Hall & Oates was like our go-to in our house.
God, your parents are such nerds,
we had
dude.
Such like a gentle vibe. So
did they just say we'll have fun?
Yeah. Not too much fun, I hope.
Till the daddy takes the T-bird away.
Oh God.
So
it's Beach Boys.
Yeah, but I did go to a laser light show when I was younger, and that seemed pretty hardcore.
Well, was it like
what
Pink
was it
Floyd?
For?
It was for Pink Floyd.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
So Pink give me Pink Floyd.
That's a good one.
Pink Floyd. It's number two on my list. 240 million albums sold. The Silver Save, number one answer on the list, still available.
I mean, Guns N' Roses is high up there.
Oh, I didn't think of them.
But I got to go with one that made me feel cool when I was in middle school. I was really into the Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh.
But I also really love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So show me
them.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's number 10 on my list. 99 million albums sold. Back
love
to Jeffrey.
Their music.
So when I watched the movie Armageddon, I cried. And if you didn't cry, it's because you have no feelings.
No, at the
end, it is really good.
When he sacrifices himself on the earth.
But it's also because of the music by Aerosmith.
Yeah.
So I don't want to close my eyes.
I also do Lady, but you're right. I said
give me Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Number seven on my list, 133 million albums sold. Back to Brooke. Number one, still on the board.
Okay, you know, I thought I would maybe say Nirvana, but they just weren't around long enough, I feel like. They didn't make enough albums.
Yeah.
So we're going to go next best thing, Foo Fighters.
Oh, really?
The Foo Fighters is on my list, number 18.
Ooh.
Barely snuck on there, 44 million albums. Jeffrey.
Yeah, I have to go back to all the classic rocks in the 80s. Give me AC/DC.
Yeah,
AC/DC. Number four on my list, 196 million albums. Brooke.
Show me the Doors.
The Doors.
Oh my gosh.
What's behind door number? No, it's not there. The Doors
is in my house. That's like soft rock.
Jeffrey, that means you've won today's edition of
Plenty
of 20. Real quick, let's see what hard rock groups you guys missed. Number one, the Silver Save, was Queen.
Oh, yeah.
275 million albums.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses. Brooke was on the list.
Yeah, I should say that.
Van Halen, Deep Purple. Nirvana did make it number 11 on the list. Linkin Park, Green Day, Iron Maiden, Journey. Meatloaf got on there.
No way.
Good old Meatloaf, Evanescence, and number 20,
Coldplay,
Canada's own Nickelback.
Nickelback. Wow. You guys make fun of the Doors?
Exactly.
All right, so I get to choose who gets shocked. I'm going to give it to the queen of rock, Brooke Fox. She's going to be singing We Are the Champions by Queen.
All right. We are the champions, my friends.
Yeah.
And we'll keep on fighting.
There it is. That's your hard rock shock collar question of the day. Got your phone tab coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.